Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
John Amos, best known for his role as James Evans in Good Times, has passed away from natural causes. It happened back on August the 21st, though. His family just announced it. He was 84. The Emmy-nominated actor also starred in Roots, movies like Die Hard 2, and then there's Coming to America.
I know you have been inconvenienced, and I'm prepared to compensate you. Shall we say $1 million?
No way.
Very well, then, $2 million.
You haven't got enough money to buy my daughter off.
Nonsense.
Joffy, apologize to Mr. McDowell.
I will do no such thing. The man is beneath me, and so is his daughter.
I don't give a damn who you are. This is America, Jack. Now, you say one more word about Lisa here, and I'm going to break my foot off in your royal...
Okay, yeah. I forgot about that scene. He was great on Coming to America, but he was even better as James Evans on Good Times. Tomorrow morning with Paul Reiser, we'll talk about his new movie, The Trouble with People, during Coffee with Kane. And Travis Kelce revealed his hosting abilities in the new trailer for Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Featuring his energetic personality and his sense of humor.
What was your major, Travis?
Criminal justice. If I'm going to go to school, I might as well learn how to not go to jail.
He's so cute. Some of the celebrity guests include Chad Ochocinco Johnson, Natasha Leggero, and Nikki Glaser. Leah Thompson says she was snooty to Michael J. Fox when they first started shooting Back to the Future because he was a TV actor. Also, he was hired after producers fired her friend Eric Stoltz. Hold on a second. I really wish we'd known that when we talked to her on this show. I would have asked her about that. Riley Keough, actress and granddaughter of Elvis Presley, wowed the audience with a surprise vocal performance of Prince's When Doves Cry from a giant swing at the Chanel show during Paris Fashion Week. Take a listen.
Big, if you will, the picture.
What?
Of you and I engaged in a kiss.
Oh my.
The sweat of your body covers me.
She's actually really good.
Can you, my darling? Can you picture?
That must be why they picked her for Daisy and the Six or whatever that show's called. Okay, so John Mellencamp will be honored with a statue on October 18th at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Mellencamp will be on hand for the unveiling, which comes during the university's homecoming weekend. Nice. Ken Page, who is known for voicing Oogie Boogie in The Nightmare Before Christmas, has passed away at the age of 70.
Well, well, well. What have we here? Santa Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about. You're joking. You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me. You gotta be. This can't be the right guy. He's ancient.
Yeah. Oogie Boogie. Rest in peace, Ken Page. And he also starred in Cats, The Wiz, and Guys and Dolls, all on Broadway. Loverboy's Working for the Weekend has become Working for the Weekday for a new IHOP ad. And Woman of the Hour follows an aspiring actress, Anna Kendrick, who encounters a serial killer while working on the hit show The Dating Game.
I've been on this show since 1968. The one thing I've learned is, no matter what words they use, the question beneath the question remains the same. Which one of you will hurt me?
And bachelor number three, I'm counting on you. What are girls for?
Yeah, that show looks really creepy, although I do love Anna Kendrick. It premieres October 18th here on Netflix. And a dirt alert. Okay, so this isn't really dirt. This is kind of like, ooh, that's what I need is a sound effect for that. Joaquin Phoenix and Rooney Mara may have secretly married. He was referring to Mara as his wife during an interview. They do have two children together. They met back in 2012 while working on the Spike Jones film, Her. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. All I can say is, I'm sorry.